kind viewers, welcome to Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. This episode features P. Horsley, a professional animal telepathic communicator living in Britain. P. Horsley communicates inside with the animal companions of others and offers consultations either in person, by phone or email. She also organises workshops across Britain and Europe to teach people how to converse telepathically with animals. On her website, Ms. Horsley has posted the following message. My mission, or as I see it, purpose in life, is to help bring more communication, balance, compassion and understanding among all living beings, humans and animals. Recently, P. Horsley discussed with our Supreme Master Television correspondent in the United Kingdom her many rewarding experiences from connecting inside with animals.
I was introduced to animal communication when I adopted a dog. I've always been a huge cat lover, but then I decided that I wanted to share my life with the dog, and I adopted Morgan from the Mayhew Animal Home. And he came to me and he settled in, but like all animals that are rescued, you know, they need a bit of time to settle completely. After this time expired, I felt that he was sad and I wanted to understand why he was sad. And this is when the Mayhew Animal Home emailed me and invited me to go on an animal communication workshop. And I went along, I thought this was a great idea to understand what was going on for him, because I didn't know dogs as well as I knew cats. But what I didn't understand is this was actually a workshop to teach me how to telepathically communicate with animals. I thought I would learn how to read Morgan's body language. Initially, I was completely sceptical, but in the afternoon, I actually found myself communicating with a rabbit, and my whole world turned upside down from that point.
So that must have been quite a surprise for you, actually.
It was a huge surprise. I came home and I had to question all my beliefs about animals and the fact that they can think for themselves and that they can express these thoughts to people. So for quite a while, I was constantly challenging the sceptical side of my thought patterns. I can tell you about my fly story. I was in this garden, sitting down next to the parasol on the table, and a fly came and it landed on my left hand. And I was still constantly pushing for proof that animals communicate. And I said to this fly, if you can hear me, I would like you to fly around this parasol, come back and land on my hand again. And immediately that fly left my hand, flew around the parasol and came back and landed on my left hand again. I said, well, that's pretty good, but do it again. The fly left my hand again, flew around the parasol a second time and came and landed on my left hand again. I said, okay, I really think I believe this now, but if you do this once more, I will never question that animals can't communicate. He did it again. He left my hand, he flew around the parasol a third time, came and landed on my hand and went, absolutely, I believe that animals can communicate.
We asked Ms. Horsley how exactly she communicated with animals.
Well, I communicate telepathically. So what that means is that I communicate through my senses. So if I'm asking a dog, what can you see or where are you? I might receive a picture in my mind, which is just like those pictures that we see when we're dreaming. Or if I'm asking an animal, how do you feel physically? I'll feel that sensation inside my own body for a moment. Or if sometimes I'll connect with an animal and I'll receive an emotion, so I'll be hit with an overwhelming feeling of happiness or maybe grief. And I also communicate with animals through the words and thoughts, because words and thoughts are energy, and telepathy is an energetic connection.
Morgan is very dedicated in aiding Ms. Horsley in conducting her workshops.
Morgan's a very humble dog, and he works with my students because he comes on the workshops that I teach, and he tries to connect with every single student to prove to them that they can communicate with animals. So he takes his work very seriously, and he cares a lot about other animals and for people. He's very, very good with young animals. He absolutely adores babies. On the workshops, Morgan has a great sense of time, actually. I can write my schedule out. I won't tell him what time he's on. There's no need to. He will know because he connects with me and he knows what I've written on the piece of paper. And literally, you know, if he's on at 12 o'clock to teach the students, at 1 second to 12, he's outside the door, scratching it, saying, I need to get in there. I'm teaching, I need to get in there.
When we return, P. Horsley will discuss what animals want to tell us and more. This is Animal World, our co-inhabitants. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
My personal opinion is that there are angels all over the place walking this planet, and some of these angels are in animals' bodies, and some of them are in human bodies.
Welcome back to Animal World, our co-inhabitants. We are interviewing P. Horsley, a professional animal telepathic communicator from Britain, about her work. Ms. Horsley frequently holds workshops where she teaches participants how to communicate telepathically with our animal friends. Ms. Horsley can converse inside with an animal from afar, even if she has never met them.
There was one animal that I remember who's generally lost, a little Jack Russell dog called Marmite, and his guardian contacted me after he'd been missing for an entire week, and she emailed me a photo and asked me to track him for her. So I connected with Marmite through the photo, and he was able to give me details of where he was. He said, "I'm over a mile away from home, I'm underground, but I'm surrounded by concrete, and there's no natural light, and I've got water over my paws." I said, "Okay, give me a few more details," and he did. And I passed these details on to his guardian. And she said, "My God, I think I know where he is, but it's a long way away." She went to this point and she found him immediately within an hour. And he was stuck down a 12-foot shaft, surrounded by concrete. It was a disused canal shaft. And he was able to be rescued. He was a very good communicator as well. Yeah, it's great.
While reading Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international best-selling book, The Dogs in My Life, Miss Horsley felt an inner connection when she saw a picture of Hermit, one of the many wonderful canines featured in the book.
When I came to this particular photo of Hermit, I felt an instant connection. And I feel that he's a very, very spiritual dog. I felt from him is an immense power, which I felt as a strong feeling in my solar plexus. He's so beautiful, he's such a beautiful animal.
What have dogs and cats told P. Horsley about how they want to live life?
Well, from my experience of communicating with animals, I find that dogs want to be treated as equals, but they want to be honoured as dogs living in a human environment. And I find that cats want to have the freedom to be cats. They want to be independent, and they want to be able to express their natural, instinctive feline behaviour. When they're able to do this, it's much easier for them to coexist with humans living in a human environment. Sometimes that environment changes. For instance, the home might get much noisier, or an animal is introduced, or maybe a new baby arrives, and that will unsettle animals.
Do you think there is a general message that animals would like to give us?
Yeah, they want us to slow down. They want us to get more in touch with nature. They want us to connect with the beautiful parts of nature, because animals that are living with us, they see us living busy, stressful lives, and they're concerned about the whole work-life-play balance.
Our animal companions may also have specific things they want to tell us about how to improve our lives.
I can tell you about a beautiful cat that I communicated with called Stuart. In fact, this is Stuart. He's a Maine Coon. And shortly after I began to communicate with Stuart, he was diagnosed with cancer. And before he passed over, he wanted to pass a message on to his guardians, which he communicated through me. And he wanted to give them three pieces of advice, which he wanted them to hear and to take on board. And the first piece of advice was to breathe slowly to connect with energy. The second piece was to think only positive thoughts. And the third piece was to follow your heart on all matters. And they heard this advice and they took it on board, and their lives actually turned around to be much better. But more importantly than this, that these pieces of advice helped them enormously cope with his passing over.
Our animal friends want the best for all those living on Earth.
They care about the entire planet and every living being on it. They've got a much broader view, a much more generous view. They don't care about just their own species. When I was teaching animal communication at the Cotswolds Wildlife Park, we were communicating with the lions, and the subject of the planet and all living beings on the planet was all they wanted to communicate about. That's all they wanted to talk about. So we walked across, in fact, the giant Aldebra tortoises, and the tortoises gave myself and the students messages for humanity. One student had a wonderful message from one of the tortoises about humanity. This message is, "The huge mass relocation of people from one country to another with wars is the greatest misguidance of the value of human life and the role each and every one of you is to play. Live simply and sparing with food for living. The only indulgence should be basking in the beauty of nature and harmony which surrounds us."
Our appreciation goes to P. Horsley for taking the time to speak with us about her fascinating work and for letting the world know about how humans and animals can connect inside with each other. Many thanks, friendly viewers, for being with us on Supreme Master Television for this edition of Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. Coming up next is enlightening entertainment, following noteworthy news. May all beings on the planet grow closer in spirit each and every day.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/AW.